you ever talk to the chief about what was causing maybe his the change in attitude? Did you?
Well, he swore that there was never a change in attitude. I talked to him several times about the things I was hearing, not necessarily who I was hearing them from, but the different accusations that were being made about favoritism and some of the staffing problems, that sort of thing. And he never thought it was a problem. But I never talked to him too much about attitude change. But so that didn't go well. But when I did bring it up to him, I said I'd been seeing some changes in the past 2 years, and he denied there was any change.
I see. Now that this report's done, do you move forward looking for a new chief, or are you already?
Well, and I'm not to that point yet. I'm wanting to get things completely settled down, and hopefully within a few weeks we can start looking at this and seeing at what kind of direction we want to go in. As the officers, both men and women, started coming forward to speak to me, my office, I really admire them for their courage to come forward, because I could tell there was a lot of anxiety about coming talking to me. Some of them don't know me very well, and they were very concerned. I'm sure most of them were concerned about the security of their jobs. So I admire them for having that tenacity to come forward with things that they were very concerned about.
Okay. Now you found several issues involving the Officer Dawson. Did you look any further to see if other officers were receiving the same type of perks that she was getting?
Yes, there was no, everything that I looked at, there was never any reports of favoritism being shown throughout the agency. So the only things that I mentioned is what I found.
I see. Was there any, it almost seemed like there was a hierarchy among those who met at the spec pond, and by that I mean it seemed like Dawson was sort of a ringleader, and the others were going along somewhat readily, and then there were the others that were just they were shocked, and they're the ones that I guess actually eventually went to. To Commander Schneider.
Yes.
Is that kind of how that was? It was like,
I think it, as well as I could tell, that was the issue. I think some were aware of what they were meeting for, and a couple others were not. That's all I could tell. I do know that the meeting bothered them enough that they came forward after they saw what was happening.
Is there anything you, as the overseer of that department, can do to prevent officers from doing what they did? I mean, going all the way to Walton County in police department vehicles?
Well, of course, you know, by doing this, there were several of our policies and protocols that were violated, and that's some of the things that we've been looking at in this final investigation, and just try to do more and better training, and hopefully examples will be set on what is acceptable and what is not acceptable.
Gotcha. Have you seen a spike in morale since all this happened with the chief?
Yes, certainly have. It was. I know that. What I'd been finding out is that, you know, in their social events, that people weren't showing up, and at the 4th of July and that heat that day, and they had about 80 officers and spouses and family members show up at the PD for their cookout and that sort of thing, and it's just been a real great attitude showing forth, and then so I appreciate them very much. They really pulled together on this.